Welcome to the Strategic Investor. Join us as we interview some of the world's most productive asset managers and uncover sophisticated and unique investment strategies in the markets. Here is your host, Charlie Wright.
Hello and welcome to Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you're not hearing elsewhere. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Charlie Wright. It's September 9th, 2016, and we have a very interesting guest next, Rod Casilli of Collective2.com. He speaks to us from the Bay Area of California. Rod, welcome for the very first time to Strategic Investor Radio.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate you having us here.
So, Rod, Collective 2 is a very interesting company. It is a platform that connects investors with what you call top-performing traders. So tell us what it is and kind of how it started.
Sure. So you nailed it there. So what we are is we're an online platform that is meant to connect what we call trade leaders or strategy managers with followers or investors. So in some circles, it's called social trading. We think of it more as sort of investing crowdsourcing, meaning crowdfunding. So what we do is we track the performance of independent traders all over the world. There's no particular background that we're looking for. Really, the track record speaks for the trading system. And these trades are then published, and users or investors can actually follow and observe. If they like what they see, they can actually even connect to their own live brokerage account and have those trades placed for them automatically. We call that auto trading. So that's what Collective 2 is all about.
And so tell us, with Collective 2, how do you confirm performance?
So the way we confirm performance is that, so this is not back, I mean, our trade managers will do back testing, if you will, but we actually have live connections to brokers, or we have our own data server as well. So when a trade leader or strategy manager is ready to place a trade, or if they have an automated system that places a trade, we capture that trade in real time and put it on the platform, and then they manage it accordingly. Or we'll actually pull that data out of their brokerage account. We connect to about five different brokers currently, so if they happen to trade capital at one of those, we can pull it from there. So either way, though, this is, again, it's not what could have happened in the past. It's a real walk-forward track record that's available on the platform.
And that track record starts when they establish a relationship with you. You don't go back before that time, correct?
What we do currently, if they connect to their live brokerage account, is we'll pull about 30 days of past trade data. That's about as far back as we'll go, just from the beginning of whatever month. About 60% of our trade leaders use that approach. The others trade directly on our web interface. And, yeah, in that case, the moment they start their trading system on Collective 2, that's when their track record of performance is tracked.
So when we go online, as I have this week in preparation for this, we go online and we see a particular trader, ABC Trader, is on there, and it shows their performance since 2010, let's say, April 15, 2010. They have had a relationship with you, and you have been tracking their performance since that time, although they may have been doing this strategy for longer than that. That's as long as their relationship with you and you have been tracking it with them. That's how long that lasts, correct?
Correct. So on what we call the system overview page, you'll see a chart of the performance versus things like the S&P. There's a few other benchmarks you can look at. And you'll see the dates, and then we track monthly performance. That performance is net of subscription costs and estimated transaction costs, because everyone might trade at a different broker. Yeah, and whatever months and years you see, that's when the performance started. That's when we started tracking that system.
And you have about how many subscribers on the investor or the follower side?
So we have a little over 95,000 registered users. We don't break out how many are strategy managers or trade leaders versus how many are investors. We don't do that because there's a number that actually declare themselves both ways. In fact, there are a lot of investors that really like this classification, which is what we call top trade zone system, where a strategy manager actually follows their own system on Collective 2 as well. They don't pay themselves a subscription fee for that, but they'll follow their own system. Now, many are trading live capital anyhow, but investors really like when they see that a trade manager is following their own system on the platform as well. So short answer, about 95,000, and we don't really break them apart in terms of investors or trade leaders.
Okay, but I'm sure the vast majority are investors. And then you have about how many strategies available?
Since the inception of Collective 2, there's actually been over 55,000 strategies that have been started and managed for a period of time. Now, of course, many of those fall off for a variety of reasons. Currently, I would say there's several thousand that are active strategies on the platform currently.
And what is the business model? So let's say one of our listeners is interested and they get on there. Do they have to pay to be able to look at the strategies and the like? Or what's the compensation business model like?
Sure. So initially it's free for both audiences, for both strategy managers, trade leaders, and investors to create an account on Collective 2. It's absolutely free. A trade manager, if they wish to publish their system after their trial is over, they do pay a monthly fee to have their system be published on the platform so that their track record is publicly available. If they choose to not make it publicly available, they can. So that's the one business model on the trade leader side. Investors actually have two components that they have to consider. One is a subscription fee. The subscription fee is set by the trade leader. Those fees vary, but they can be as low as $10 to $20 a month to as high as $200 a month or higher. And those subscription fees are paid split between Collective 2, the company, and the trade leader who is managing that system. Investors also have to consider their own brokerage costs if they happen to be trading a system live in their own brokerage account. Of course, that has nothing to do with Collective 2. It's set by their broker. And then there are some auto trade fees associated with auto trading, which is the management of all the positions and the connections. It's basically a software fee for the connection between their brokerage account and Collective 2.
And so, Rod, as I understand it then, the investor has the choice of just receiving the signals of, you know, buy Apple today, sell IBM, or buy gold today, sell silver, whatever it is, or they can have it auto-traded through one of the platforms with which you have an arrangement.
Absolutely. So you can think of it, the platform fully supports what you can think of sort of as a real-time automated newsletter, so the moment the trade leader puts out a trade, it's sent via email or text message or SMS. We have a few other different methods to the investor or subscriber to be aware of that position, which they can act on it accordingly. What the vast majority of our investors choose, because they're typically working or doing other things and don't want to be tied to their computer, and the whole value proposition for them is, hey, I've done my research at this platform, I've found a trading manager that I like and their style, so might as well just let them trade it automatically. But yes, they can certainly choose to go with the former, which is to just have the signal sent to them.
And what you call these leaders, or what I would call strategists who have strategies, mm-hmm. Okay, what markets are they in? Well, obviously, they're in equities. Are they in commodities? Are they in currencies, Forex? What markets are they in?
So we support four instruments, which makes us pretty unique. There are certainly, you know, other models out there, systematic auto trading models out there, but they tend to be just focused in one particular market. On Collective 2, a trade leader can manage stocks, options, that's equity options, futures across the vast majority of the futures complex. Mostly, most trade leaders trade the futures indices, but we support grains, we support interest rates, we support commodities, we support metals. And then the final is Forex. So really, and that's foreign currency pairs, not spot Forex. So we support all four instrument classes, and it's actually pretty evenly distributed in terms of strategy managers that are choosing each of those asset classes. We do have some that are potentially maybe a little bit more advanced that are only almost like managing little mini hedge funds on Collective 2 that will tend to trade all those asset classes, maybe hedge a little bit or be in the futures markets with some stocks against it. But the majority are generally focused on one particular market, and those are the four that we support.
You know, Rod, I've spent, as I mentioned, I spent some time on your website, and Yeah, I could spend hours on that place. It is really, really interesting. Tell us briefly about one of your strategists or leaders, who they are. I mean, I presume these are people typically that are not professionals, correct? I mean, you don't have Goldman Sachs on there, or American funds, or any long-only mutual funds. You've got, you know, part-timers who may not even be in the United States of America, who have figured out how, you know, particular strategies, and who are now investing according to that strategy, and it can be working very well for them. So pick one of those to tell us about, will you?
Sure, and you're absolutely right. Sometimes we refer to it as the Joes and Josettes, the Joes versus the pros. You know, you hear that in other markets, places, and other business models as well, but we really sort of embrace that. Maybe rather than go into one directly here, I would really encourage any listeners to go to collective2.com/blog. Or just look for the blog link, because what we've just started doing, this took a little while to get it all approved, but now it's up there. We've started doing strategy manager overviews of the week, so we do one almost every single week, and it's an in-depth interview with these strategy managers, their background, how they came to Collective 2, why they are passionate about the markets, how their strategy works a little bit. And it's all available on the blog. I think I'd probably be doing a disservice to highlight one, because the 10 or so that we have up there, I'm very, very biased, but I just find them fascinating, because it's all different walks of life, all different geographies, different genders. There's only two genders to choose from, but yeah. You can see it's just a lot of different gen. Just a lot of variety that exists out there in the world of Collective 2. So that's right on the blog on collective2.com.
You know, this is fascinating, especially for somebody like me and others who are so interested in investing and get excited about different investment strategies. You can look at these strategies all day long, and not just looking at the performance, but the strategy itself and what it is and how it works. And it's very, very interesting. Are the followers allowed to communicate directly with these leaders or these strategists?
Absolutely, and that's where the social trading aspect of it comes along. So you can communicate, and that actually is something that the trade leaders, the strategy managers love about the platform, is it handles all the commerce, it handles a lot of the marketing for them, and it provides a communication platform that they can choose how accessible they would like to be. Any investor is welcome to message a trade manager on the system. We can't guarantee that they'll always be responsive or that they wish to answer questions, but many of them do. And it's all facilitated right on the platform.
You know, this is an entrepreneurial dream here. I've got to hand it to you and Matthew Klein for creating this. This is absolutely fascinating. We need to stop and take a short break, so hold that thought right there. We'll be right back. Again, we're talking with Rod Casilli of Collective2.com, a platform to connect investors with top-performing traders. You're listening to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, and we'll be right back.
According to the consulting firm Strategic Capital Allocation Group, every decade since 1900 has experienced at least one bear market, and several have experienced as many as three. So how do we protect our principal from these declines without missing the gains when prices rise? At Strategic Investor Radio, we interview asset managers with unique strategies designed to both protect and grow your investments. Investing is not rocket science. It's rocket fuel if you know how to harness it. For podcasts of our interviews, please visit us at strategicinvestorradio.com.
And now back to Charlie and his fascinating interview.
Thank you, Paul. Word fascinating is not an overstatement here on this. Again, we're talking with Rod Casilli of Collective2.com, a platform that connects investors with top-performing traders. And Rod, as you said, these traders are from all over the country. In fact, many of them, I presume, are not even within the United States. They trade in several different markets, including equities and futures, forex, etc. They come from different backgrounds. Your system allows the investor or follower to communicate with the strategist or the leader here. And so how long, remind us again, how long has Collective 2 been in business?
So Collective 2 has actually been around, I would say, even before some of the terms that refer to the business model, like the sharing economy or crowdsourcing or crowdfunding. It was founded over 10 years ago. In fact, the guts of it actually even before that, it's pretty close to a 15-year anniversary for the entire platform, but really we've been going at it for about a decade.
And you show the returns for absolutely free. Anybody can go online and you can look at the returns of all of the strategies who are on there. And you say there are thousands of strategies?
Yeah, there are thousands of strategies to choose from. It's absolutely free to create an account on Collective 2 and to browse in a variety of different methods. Probably the easiest is to go to our trade leaderboard, which we have some algorithms and logic that sort through trading systems and present some trading systems that have a good risk-reward ratio or trading in a particular style. You can sort by stocks or futures. So starting with a trade leaderboard is usually a good way to get a handle on the trading systems.
So I've got to ask this question here, Rod. You know, Fidelity, let's take the Fidelity family of mutual funds. Their investment managers, their portfolio managers who are picking the stocks in their portfolios, they have come from the finest of business schools. They're paid very, very well, so they're very bright, sharp, success-oriented people. They typically have advanced degrees. They have all of the world's resources currently available to them with all of the computer power, analytical tools, etc. How is it that some dentist in Chicago or some housewife in Mexico City can outperform somebody with a big mutual fund like that? How can that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think that outperformance is often referred to as alpha, and you know, we're of the belief that that the alpha is found in small pockets, and that's what the Collective 2 platform is all about. It's about finding those exceptional trade managers that have come up with methodologies of selecting instruments at particular times that that can beat the market. Now, in fairness to the what we'd call the more traditional investment world out there, another advantage that these trade leaders have is they're managing smaller amounts of capital. So in the spirit of what hedge funds were supposed to do, which is truly hedge positions and maybe take concentrated positions, which some hedge funds do, by default, most of our trade managers are doing that. They're very focused and concentrated in a particular area. Many of them really understand and appreciate the leverage that's available to them in some of the markets that they trade. And they have advantages over the big guys because the big guys typically are also managing large amounts of money. So these wealth managers or these portfolio managers typically have to deploy so much capital that they have constraints based on liquidity, they have constraints based on a number of other factors that generally make their investment decisions eventually just correlate to an index. In fact, that's how they keep their job, of course, is to make sure that they're, you know, one bip above the index and they get their bonus and everyone stays happy. Our traders are not about that at all. They're just really about absolute returns and managing their strategies as best they can. And they also generally will not have the same sort of liquidity concerns that the bigger guys would have. So there are a number of other factors, but I think that they're all playing in the same pool, but it really is sort of an apples to oranges comparison as to how it all works.
So when I look on your site here, Rod, and I see a minimum amount on there, that is just for the auto trading. I mean, anybody can subscribe to one of the strategies, pay the fee, and receive the signals, and then they use them as they would like, and they can invest whatever amount they want accordingly, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So the minimums you see there are the suggested minimums. In some cases, they're dynamically created based on the history of the system and the amount of leverage and capital is required to take the trade that the strategy is placing. In other instances, they're based on broker minimums, what brokers will require to take the same sorts of positions. But capital is not required to receive an email and to be aware of a trade that was placed and the system that you're following.
Okay, so I would presume for the auto trading, those minimums, you know, probably start about $10,000. I mean, a very low threshold, correct?
Yeah, we have some systems that can be followed with as little as $5,000, but generally $10,000 is kind of a sweet spot. Certainly for Forex and future systems because there's inherent leverage. Some of the stock systems require a little bit more capital. But again, those are suggested minimums and the brokers handle the relationships with the investors. One thing I want to point out about the model that we think we really like is, you know, you never write a check or send any money to Collective 2 at all. It stays in your own brokerage account. You can turn the connection on and off at any time. You could choose to trade around the particular positions. I mean, the platform is very, very sophisticated when it comes to the amount of control that it gives the investor when they happen to be actually auto-trading a strategy on Collective 2.
And, Rod, do you have a feel for the percentage of your subscribers that are professionals, either advisors or hedge fund people who are out there looking for alpha?
I wouldn't say percentage. We offer a product called a private platform or white label version. So many SaaS companies will do this where you can kind of throw up your own logo and use the platform to display your own system or to choose from the marketplace and build your own little marketplace. So we have a number of white label private platforms deployed, and those will typically be professional money managers that are using the platform to add auto trading from C2 to their investment mix. But in terms of identifying professionals that are using the platform, that's another factor that we don't really break out.
I see. Okay. But there probably are advisors and maybe even hedge funds who are looking for alpha investments, investments that are creating alpha, that are subscribing to one or more of your leaders, correct?
Beyond that, in our private platform white label marketplace, we have folks that have built entire marketplaces using Collective 2 trade managers. In some instances, they rebrand them and they change the pricing. They do a number of things like that. But, there are certainly professional money managers that are using the platform for both idea generation as well as just pure auto trading, where they're following the strategy trade leader trade for trade.
Well, again, Rod, I've got to congratulate you. You guys are very, very unique in the marketplace, and you guys have figured out how to match these investors with these strategists, whoever these strategists are, wherever they are, and do it in a very cost-effective manner and create a very open opportunity for anybody to go in and look at the system and look at the returns and get information on these strategists without really having to pay in order to determine if they want to participate. Is the system growing rapidly?
Yeah, we're in a very, very exciting inflection point. Sometimes you're never really aware of exactly what lever you've pulled. In this case, we are aware there's been some significant, well-noted investments in somewhat similar ideas to Collective 2. We would argue, of course, that we feel we're very, very unique. But along the lines of what you just mentioned, there is just a lot of capital in the professional world that's looking for ideas and looking for a home, and they've begun to turn to the crowd, to the dentist in Boston, to the programmers in Moscow, to the housewife in Mexico City for some of those ideas, and Collective 2 facilitates that. And now that's finally sort of become a little bit more well known, we're seeing a huge bump in our what we call assets connected to strategy leaders. We don't call them assets under management as much as sort of assets being connected or assets being traded.
Yeah. And again, for those who are taking signals, you don't know what the level of assets are here. So, Rod, a question we like to ask all of our guests here. What keeps you awake at night?
Well, I'm sure that all of my colleagues will listen to this and make sure that at some point we throw in the disclaimers and warnings that are going to be necessary, either the beginning or the end. Just that for some reason the regulatory bodies, they've been aware of this business model for quite a while. We've discussed that you know, essentially our trade leaders and strategy managers are very, very arm length removed from the for the investors. The investors have complete control over their accounts, and the trade leaders – are not providing individual advice or anything of that nature. That being said, you know, the regulatory environment can always change on you. And, you know, we've been at this for so long, we're really excited about the opportunity it provides for both strategy managers and investors. And it would be a shame if, you know, something came along that that made the business model more challenging from a regulatory standpoint. We're very convinced that it would not work if it was like a prop desk that's out there where all of our strategy managers had to get some sort of you know, registration of some kind. So that keeps us awake at night a little bit.
Well, as well it should. And with the recent DOL rule, that was certainly a potential Trojan horse, stronger regulation in the industry, and the industry is still trying to figure out what that means. And so regulation is something that concerns just about everybody. Second question we'd like to ask all of our guests, what book on investing would you recommend to our listeners?
Book on investing. I don't want to sound too cliche. I mean, the difference between traders and investors. Our marketplace tends to attract more people that are trading-oriented or interested in, I don't want to use the term action, but interested certainly in activity. And along those lines, I think you can't go wrong with the Market Wizards books from Jack Schwager that have been around forever. You know, people love stories. We talked about that a little bit when we at the outset of this conversation. And it's just several books full of great stories. He gives great interviews, and somewhere in there, there's something for everybody.
Hey, thank you for that. That's the first time that that's been recommended on our show. And I listened to an interview with Jack Schwager just the other day, and he's a very interesting guy, and like you say, he certainly knows how to tell stories here. So provide your website here, Rod.
Sure. Our website is www.http://www on the interwebs, collective2, and that's the number 2.com. So collective and the number 2.com.
Okay, and final words for our listeners.
Final words for listeners. I would say that that the investing marketplace is always changing and it's always dynamic. And just as we've become a world in which we find websites that we like or we find new mobile apps that we like, you don't necessarily always have to settle for only the status quo, which is a mutual fund or someone that puts you in a mutual fund. You need to do your research. You need to understand how these marketplaces work, but there are alternatives out there for investing beyond what I would say the vast majority of folks think is the only place they can put their money.
And I'd like to add my 2 cents worth, as I already have here, and be more promotional than typical, but I'd recommend everybody go online and visit your site. It's very, very interesting, and to visit some of those strategists and read about their strategies and read about who they are, and to look at some of those return, their performance and the like. It's a very, very interesting time, but make sure you don't have only 20 minutes because you're not going to stop at 20 minutes, I can guarantee it here. So, Rod, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the time.
Again, we've talked with Rod Casilli of Collective2.com, a platform that connects investors with top-performing traders. You've been listening to Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net. I'm Charlie Wright, and wishing you an enjoyable week and productive investing.
You've been listening to The Strategic Investor, your source for compelling investment strategies from some of the most productive asset managers in the industry. For unique investment strategies, visit us at strategicinvestorradio.com. Investing is not rocket science.
Trading futures and options involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors. Listeners should consider carefully whether futures or options are appropriate for their financial situation. Only risk capital should be used when trading futures or options. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results, and any reference of system performance is hypothetical at best. Hypothetical results have inherent limitations. This discussion is not meant as a solicitation to buy or sell any futures contract, option or security, or to invest in any trading systems. You can visit collective2.com for more information. That's collective2.com for more information about hypothetical data and other risk disclosures and disclaimers.